I mean, the audit process, just discovering something that either they're not doing right or, you know, you think, ah, now this is it. Should, you know, do you get a real buzz out of, you know, finding things out?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, audits are grueling. Like, they're exhausting, for the record. Like, our audits that we deliver are, at this point, sometimes like 100 to 120 pages. And, you know, a lot of SEO agencies and SEO practitioners, of course, they deliver large audits as well. But what they do is often they have a template that they fill things in, or maybe they have a team checking boxes and filling things in. We don't really do things that way. There's obviously some templatization. There's some things that happen the same for each, you know, site that we're looking into. But almost always what our clients are paying for is a completely custom, like handwritten, this is the situation for your site. This is the landscape. And we're using so many different tools and looking at so many different things and talking about the whole situation strategically. And it's like, to your point, it's very, very fulfilling. It's very fun. I think some of the most fun projects I've had in the last couple of years have been like, hey, we're a big brand. You know us, like everyone knows us. We have a very robust SEO team, very sophisticated SEO program, but we need a second set of eyes. We need a second team to look at it, and we need them to tell us what we're doing right and wrong and what we could be doing more of. That's like the most fun for me right now, because, you know, it's much more fulfilling than like, you need to put these keywords in your metadata, you know? So the strategy is really fun, but it's the hardest part. It's like, it's hard. It keeps me up at night. Like, I dream about my client strategies.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.